This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Yeah, we're rolling. All right, we got a little something for you. I walk up to the podcast. I walk up flight of stair. I walk into and see Leslie's bell and her curly hair. Serene came in with the Bible, and she sure preached a lot. But Pearl had to balance her, 'cause sisters always got all the revelation. Oh yeah, the good stuff. Hey, I think I'm done.
We got white powder in the back. We got more white powder in.
What? We do. I remember when I used to transport your white powders across town, and I was always mortified because some of it was out of bags, it had been torn open or whatever, just white powder. And I was like, dude, and I'm sort of covered in white powder, and we're rolling through Dixon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
do you know what was so
powder.
Funny? Because we turned that party on. Before that, John was just sitting there playing guitar, and Danny was singing along so well in the right key. The right key and the right rhythm. Okay, you just started. John was playing in one key. You started in a different key.
I don't know.
That was only because he pressed record and you got all nervous.
Guys.
Dan, listen. You know, you guys think Dan is funny?
Do I get nervous?
He is funny, but he's actually 100 times more funny before the record button's pressed. He was on pitch before we recorded that, and he was on rhythm.
Is this being shared?
Yes.
We're deleting that, right?
No, that's not deleted.
Oh, yeah, listen. Gross.
Sean said something about share. I can actually sing, and it's a secret. No one knows.
No, you can. I've heard you sing so well. Right then, you weren't
doing
it very well.
You can sing like that guy. What's that guy with the long hair and all the chicks loved his song? Michael Bolton.
No.
You sing Michael Bolton like the best.
How am I supposed to live without
what
you?
What an angst. What a groan of love. Like just a cry.
I want one line, Denny, and then you can sign.
Of Michael Bolton?
You can sign my...
I can't feel it like Bolton does.
Hey, come on, Dan.
How am I supposed to live without you?
Yes.
He's got that in his voice. But that's,
So
that's
you got
not
reggae
singing.
And then he got an encore?
Look, here's the reality. I don't sing like a pop singer. I can sing like how in a musical and theater, you get away with not having to sing well. And so you sing well. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm in that I can show you the world stuff.
Oh, yes. No,
I can sing like Jack Black. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Jack Black's awesome. All right. So I thought today we could do a...
Something to redeem this. My Lord.
Pearl book club thing?
Sure.
I'll get it.
Why are you acting
books?
Like you're just making it up on the spot? We prepared for our people.
I didn't know what it was going to be called, and I haven't prepared.
We've been in preparation.
But I brought my books over.
We want to enlarge the invitation because Danny and I are in Pearl's book club.
You are?
Yeah, you call me up all the time and tell me the books I have to buy.
I'm just by nature of being here.
And Dan is
here.
Like in the book club because
what I do is I have all these books. Now, I want to say I'm just going to share what I liked about some of them and I'm not going to be mean about any books. Some I like more than others, but I'm not into like pulling other people's books down because I know as an author, Serene, all the authors pour their life into books. Am I right, Dan?
You're right. Pearl.
What if you could? There's a book that Danny wrote.
What if you could is a book that took me into,
I tried,
into debt.
Yeah, into debt. You know the funniest thing? Most books, I mean, even books like with a major publisher, the average amount they sell is 3,000.
Are you serious?
Books, right? Did you sell more than that?
I've sold more than 3,000 books.
Oh, you're a best-selling author then.
What?
Yeah.
I just didn't pay to get on the list?
Dan, you need to sing a line for that.
No book sells, no cry.
If you sell more than 3,000 books, you're considered, you know, better.
Better
the average person, even with better than the others. Better than the others.
Hey, I'm a big-time author, people.
Anyway, but all I know is...
What if you could?
You know, people buy... Okay, in this day and age, a lot of people self-publish, so they have to buy their books first, right?
I bought mine first.
Yeah. Well, you've sold three. Good job, Danny. But, you know, a lot of people, they'll spend years of their life pouring into these books. sell a few hundred books. They never get their money or their time or anything back. So I never want to.
But they get the satisfaction of getting it off their chest. A lot of books are a birth. They have to.
You know
to
what?
Birth.
That's what I say too. I think if you even think you want to write a book, you should, and not write it so that you could be a best-selling author, but because, like you said, you got to get a message out. You got to get something off your chest, you know? Mm-hmm. And it'll, man, the change you'll go through in the process.
Yeah. Woo. And that's sort of what Serena and I did with I'm That Girl, right? Mm-hmm. Well, even with our first Trim Healthy Mama book, mm-hmm. we were like, mm-hmm. we just have to do this. I don't know if anyone will buy it.
Yeah.
People told us they wouldn't buy it. I mean, people said no one would buy it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then with this I'm That Girl book, you know, I mean, we thought, who's going to buy it?
It didn't matter. We just felt like we wouldn't have lived our lives properly fulfilled had we not.
So all that to say, I am a huge, vivacious reader of, especially my passion is health. So I read health and nutrition books. And I read them sort of all at the same time. So my bedside is loaded with them and I carry them around the house and some are on my porch and everything. But I thought you guys, I'll just share what I'm learning from each of them and my faves.
Yeah.
Just my current books. So I just collected what was around my house at this time. And this I'm going to just talk about them in no uncertain.
And put your special intelligent glasses on.
No uncertain order. I'm going to talk about them. I'm just going to, whatever is closest to me.
You putting your spectacles on?
Pick up. Yeah.
Is this how?
But actually, I'm going to lose the spectacles soon because in one of the books that I'm going to talk about, my favorite current, there's something that I can start taking that might relieve me of my spectacles.
Whoa.
I quite like you with the spectacles. No. You look very intelligent.
We're getting a picture for the socials.
No, doesn't look lovely with them on.
Oh, come on. Let's see.
No, I promise you.
Yeah, put them on.
I even have to fix my bangs first because now you guys are going to look at me.
Let me see. What's wrong?
Horrible.
They're not horrible.
You look very, very book learned with them on.
Let me see. Look straight this way.
Oh, hold on. It hurts to look at you because they're number ones. I have to wear number ones when I read.
Listen, it's not you.
No, it's not.
No, it's not you.
We can pick out a more artistic version of those glasses.
Well, you need to get
me some. Yeah, we need Danny's help for Yeah, he'll pick you out a better glass.
Like, I want you to be ready for your music video, not reading to your grandchildren.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I feel like 15 years older when I put them on.
Yeah, well, it's the style. It's not because your face instantly gets 15 years older.
Yes, the style is very horn rim.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Okay, so I picked up this one. It's called Lifespan by David A. Sinclair. Anyone here read it?
No, Pearl.
If we haven't read it,
none of us have read
like
your very niche options.
Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To. David Sinclair is an Australian man, Serene.
Oh, I like
him. He's considered pretty much the star of the anti-agers of this world.
Anti-agers?
But remember, you and I hate that word, anti-aging.
I know. I don't like anti-aging. Guess why? I like fantastic aging.
Yeah, but you're going to age regardless.
You're
going to
age. And I believe age is a gift rather than something that we should fight against. I just want to do it fantastically and I want to learn all about it. Now, this David Sinclair, he's an incredible writer. The man is literally a genius. His IQ is probably out the
wazoo.
Are
you saying these books because you want people to go out and buy them? Or you're just saying, no, let me show you what's good out of them?
Anyone can go out and buy them if you're a nerd like me.
Yeah.
But can you clarify for me what you mean by anti-aging?
Anti-aging... Or the longevity thing. It means this man, and I disagree with him, but who am I? He's a Harvard professor. I'm just ain't nobody woman stay-at-home mama.
Make her stop.
Who just thinks about things a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's a professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School. He's one of the 100 most influential people in the world. Okay, I mean, he's literally incredible. But I disagree with him on one point. He has been trying to label aging as a disease.
I disagree.
Aging is a disease. And when we come to understand it like that, he thinks that the world will find more and more things to fight against it. I believe that aging is a gift.
Yeah.
Because with every year we are gifted.
I just believe in the Bible. And the Bible says, you know, that the hoary, glorious is the hoary head.
But he's got some good things to say. We might fundamentally look at things differently. But the book was an incredibly beautiful read. He might be a Harvard scientist, but he can wield the pen, Serene. He can wield the pen. He talks about himself growing up in Australia and the way he looked at things. And
so you have Vegemite and chippy sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I really, I'd have to say I really enjoyed the book, I really learned some things and I fundamentally disagreed with some things. But
so you
okay.
got some good stuff out of it in spite of the fact that he graduated Harvard.
Yeah, I mean, I love the story about his father, who he was able to turn. His father was, you know, some Australian guy who was retired and pretty much done with his life. He's just sit there grumpy all day. Mm. And so David Sinclair, what he's big into, I will say these things. He believes in the superpowers of metformin, which is a drug. It's considered an anti-aging drug. And he believes that it does many things like autophagy, where it cleanses the body of senescent cells, which are your cells that get stuck in aging. And so he takes that as not because he's a type 2 diabetic. Many people think of metformin, type 2 diabetes, but because metformin does incredible things to the body. So he's been taking that for many, many years. He does that. And he is a big believer in NMN, which is all about your NAD system in your body, and resveratrol.
And people have been giving that MNM to horses for years.
Yes. So he has been taking these for many years. He also is a huge intermittent faster, like many of them are. And so I have to say,
now I can disagree.
He looks, I disagree with him on some things, but he looks great. He feels great.
That's important, what they look like.
He got his dad on NMN and resveratrol. Right? And his dad was sitting there, a grumpy old man.
What are these things? These are synthetic
drugs?
These
are supplements. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Resveratrol is found in red wine.
Okay. These are harvested from the earth.
Yes.
And then put in concentrate.
They are. Okay. Exactly, Dan.
Got it.
1,000 milligrams a day of these things. And there's some people that don't disagree with him on taking them in these forms. But his dad, you know, he told the story of his dad, who's now took on a second career. Now all he does is hike around the world, climb mountains. Literally changed his dad's life
because it
deals with the energy pathways in your body. And, you know, as you age, the truth is your cells do lose energy.
But, you know, I do believe in him and I don't believe in him. This is what I do believe on him about, is that I believe that we are going to be, like Pearl, you've said, gifted. We're going to be gifted in years as we go along. And that's what I like to call aging. We're going to become a higher age, right? But I do not believe that we have to age with disease. And people these days, age almost equals disease. And yeah, I don't believe it has to. Because what about Caleb in the Bible? Was it Caleb who said, I'm 80 now. I'm so much stronger than I was when I'm 40. Give me the high country. I'm going to take the high country. He was going to have the battle up on the top of the mountains. He felt stronger at 80 to defeat whoever was living on top of the mountains. And he was going to take that land. At 80, more than he felt like at 40.
I feel stronger than I was in my prime, they say prime youth. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've even hit prime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to keep going. That was the lifespan. So I got some things out of that. And that spurred me on to a lot of other books that I bought from that one. Because it was a beautiful read, even though I didn't agree with everything on it. What have I got here? Radical is, and I turned 50 because all my books are sort of current with what I'm going through. Radical Longevity by Anne Louise Gittleman. The powerful plan to sharpen your brain, strengthen your body, and reverse the symptoms of aging. She's been around for many years and she knows her stuff. I've got a lot. I'm not kind to my books. I mark them up and I dog ear.
Yeah.
Pearl doesn't feel intelligent unless she's got a pen in her hand.
It's like a textbook for you, like a school book, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm that way, too.
She's really great with the supplements. If you really wanted to know some good supplements, she's sort of sound on nutrition. She doesn't like leave food groups out. She's big into fats and stuff.
This year is interesting because we're having quite a nice, relaxed book club meeting right here, but the best book club meetings with Pearl are when you fly with her on the plane. Yeah. That's when she does a lot of her reading.
Yes.
She's got her non-trendy glasses out and her pen, and she turns around the seats where I am four rows back and yells out all the good points she's reading. Everybody gets fantastic. To hear. They're all compulsory into the book club, the whole area.
Yeah, you will them into your...
Yeah, they have to listen because I get so excited reading and I have to tell people. And Serene's not around usually, so I go... This when I do my reading, sometimes I just little snippets throughout the day because I'm busy. Mm-hmm. But when I go to bed at night, you know, to unwind, I read, but so I don't get to read a lot. That's why it takes me a long time, but I fall asleep after a few chapters. And I'm always telling Charlie because Serene's not there, but I have to tell somebody. He's like, I'm like, that's pretty exciting, right? He's like, yeah, honey. I'm like, oh, boy. And I said to him yesterday, please just imagine you're Serene. Like, what would Serene say right now? She'd be like, what? And he was like, oh, tell me more, Pearl. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, so this book, Radical Longevity, you know, it wasn't my favorite, but there's lots of good things. If you want to know about supplements and things, she knows her stuff. Let's put it that way. She knows her stuff.
You're saying whether or not the overall message is perfectly conclusive, these people are giving great...
They really are giving a lot of knowledge, and she's a knowledgeable woman. I'd call her learned.
Just so we can get some practical out of that. Out of that book, what are some of these supplements that people can take if they're in your season? They're over 50 now, and they're thinking like
I'm going to wait to another book, supplement. Serene, another okay. book for that mm-hmm. because this it's I guess I mean she got me starting to think, and then I've looked in a lot more about high dose vitamin C. You know how I take high dose vitamin C now. She was the first one, and Anne Louise Gittleman.
Pearl takes 10,000 milligrams a day.
Whoa!
Yeah, and listen, I'm not telling anyone else to do that, but I have been deeply studying into it, and she actually started me on that track. So thank you, Anne Louise Gittleman.
And I do that too, only because of peer pressure, whatever Pearl does, little sister.
I'm going to have a whole potty on it at a future time.
How long have you been doing it?
I have been doing it a couple months now.
But she does it smart and she buys the powder so she can just whisk it into
the
water.
Let me do my own potty on that,
Serene. I've got the horse pills and I have to take like a quart just to swallow one pill because it gets stuck in my esophagus.
Get the delicious vitamin C chewable.
No way, Dad.
Candy coated raindrops.
You're not going to get 10,000 milligrams doing that. You get so much sugar.
You just get a bunch of sugar, yeah.
Okay, the next book, I read this. I was traveling. I read this when I was traveling home on our family trip.
Oh, I'm interested. I can see
Red Light Therapy.
Red Light Therapy.
The Ultimate Guide to Red Light Therapy by Ari Witten. Anti-aging, fat loss, muscle gain, performance, recovery, brain optimization. I read this out to my whole family. Like every page, I was like, family, listen to this. It's brilliant.
And don't fear, people, if you're not dorky enough to buy these books, Pearl will bring out the information on these potties if it's good enough information, won't you, Pearl?
Oh, yes.
Hey, question about red lights. Any old red light will do?
No, not what any old red light will do. And I haven't purchased mine
infrared?
Yet.
It's okay. Far or near.
Red light and near infrared light. Okay. You have to have both red and near infrared. And you really want good ones. And I haven't picked mine yet.
I have both in a sauna in my room.
Yeah, there's a ratio and each one should be a certain amount. And it's for skin.
You don't like my sauna?
I don't know. I haven't been in
your
sauna.
It's far and near infrared.
Well, it's probably Brill.
Would that be good?
Is that right?
Would that be brilliant?
Hey, is this the same type of light that's in sunsets?
Yes, there's aspects of it.
Do you know how to set them up?
Spectrum.
John, do you know how to set those infrared saunas up? Because I have one and I can't use it because it's not set up. We should have a John
Okay, that's
night.
Excuse me, we're in Pearl's book club party right now.
Okay.
Come on over, everybody. It's John night.
Yeah.
I want everyone to get this book. It's awesome. It's cheap off Emmy, okay? Look what he says. Just as the modern world of processed food leads to chronic malnutrition, our modern light environment of too much of the wrong kinds of light and too little of the right kinds with poor timing is called mal in illumination. So malnutrition, mal illumination.
So people are in
the vast majority of people living in the modern world are suffering from chronic mal illumination and don't even realize it. And it has widespread effects on our brain and organ function, immune system, energy levels, mood, neurotransmitter balance, and hormone levels.
So get outside as much as possible.
Yes. He was saying that people that live their lives outside don't even need this. But if you're indoors a lot, as most of us are, and of course, even if you were outside, you could still enhance with near and infrared. What it can do to pain, what it can do to depression. I'm definitely getting one for winter for my husband who has SAD. What's it called?
Seasonal.
Seasonal affective disorder. You know, Charlie.
Almost
he goes
said allergic.
Down in the winter.
He needs
extra cookies in the winter.
I'm going to get the full body one when you stand in front of it for 10 minutes.
You just come over to my house if John fixes it.
I'm not coming to your house. I want to be in my own naked bathroom and I don't want to be in your naked sauna.
Hey, I need to know more.
I didn't imagine you had to be naked. I thought you could wear a polka dot bikini or something.
Is there a product name that we can
recommend? There are several. I've got in my notes on my phone, I wrote down a whole bunch that I'm interested in. Do you want to read my notes for a second? Let me see.
Of the sun.
Well, red, tell a joke.
What about a brand you have, John? Do you have a recommended brand that you like?
John knows.
I noticed when I was in Florida, I lived basically outside all day. And I naturally was a happier person, even though I don't usually struggle with
unhappiness. This book club is
going
to have to be two potties because I'm only on my third book.
Outside.
Okay,
it's my fault. I'm derailing.
Okay, here's some. Here's some that I just wrote down that I'm looking at. I haven't made my decision yet.
Okay.
Hygge
lights.
Is this
for the rich, though? What about the regular people?
What about us peasants?
No, some of them are so cheap. Some of them are very expensive.
Well,
I wrote down this.
The cheaper brands for me.
Can I talk? Yeah. Hygge lights for red light and blue blocking light. Oh, that was blocking. That's why I wrote it. I found that interesting. Flex beam red light.
Hey, say it slowly.
Flex beam red light.
That's a brand of a sauna or a... Can you
no,
just get
red
one
light.
For your face?
Yes, you can do all
They'll
sorts.
Be cheaper.
You can get Hygge. You can get...
Can you spell Hygge?
Now, if you get this book...
She didn't spell it. What if I
he
look
He tells you which ones are best. He tells you, if you get this book, you won't need to worry about...
Red Light Therapy by?
By... It's called The Ultimate Guide to Red Light Therapy by Ari Witten.
I'll buy it for my husband, then he'll fix our own jolly sauna.
You won't have to have John night.
Yeah.
All right. So I wrote some others down, but I can't find them. Now, I want to read you something from this book.
Yes. Ooh, they have little red light night lights that you plug in.
Together.
Ooh, I need that.
Ooh.
Okay, just for thyroid, all the people with Hashimoto's, listen up. Thyroid listeners, listen up. Okay, several studies have shown profound benefits of red and near-infrared light therapy for autoimmune hypothyroidism. This is one of the only treatments that has been shown to potentially reverse or at least greatly slow the progression of autoimmune hypothyroidism. A recent 2013 randomized placebo-controlled study in hypothyroid patients demonstrated that in people who got near-infrared light therapy, thyroid function dramatically improved and remarkably, thyroid antibody levels were massively reduced.
Wow.
Amazingly, 47% of these thyroid patients were able to stop thyroid medication completely.
Wow.
Moreover, the researchers also followed up 9 months after treatment and found that the effects were still evident. They even published a 6-year follow-up, which basically said that even at 6 years, some of the benefits still remained.
Question.
Yeah?
Could people pregnant get under a red light?
Yes, it's amazing for preggies,
I think. Really? Because that would
from
be
from what I
interesting...
was reading, but don't like...
Don't do it until you look
don't
into
do
it yourself.
Don't do it until you read the book for yourself. Reduce their... Okay, here we go. Here's another one.
Does it help?
A 2014 study, this book is just full of studies too, used the light therapy for 10 sessions with 347 women with hypothyroidism. At baseline, the average TSH was 9.1. Whew, that's high.
Yeah.
After 10 sessions of red light therapy, the TSH was normalized. And 97% of women.
Well, why don't people know this? It's a crime.
Their TSH was at 2.2 afterwards.
Now, is this depending on when people,
and that
people
was
were
10
on their
light
armor
treatments.
Or on their thing?
No, like, I don't know, but that's just what it said. That's huge.
Wow, that's amazing.
Just
I mean, you're a whole book club just to know that is important
information. I've got almost every page is dog-eared here.
How
but
many people these days have the hypothyroid pill?
Just so it's huge, but it's for rampant. Everything. It's not just for that. The brain, prevention
yes.
of Alzheimer's, cognitive performance, depression
Ooh.
Is so huge for depression.
No, I don't need a Hallmark this winter. Just get in the good old sauna.
Yeah. So anyway, I found that book very interesting. Let me go to my fave. Oh, I know. I got to discuss two faves.
Yeah.
Guys, this book called Overdiagnosed by Dr. H. Gilbert Welch.
I had a great plane flight with Pearl. She told me that whole book over about 12 rows.
I love the title.
This book.
Overdiagnosed. I
was so incredible to me.
Person.
This is a doctor. And in this book, you could think it might be extreme because he's all about only doing scans and things for when it's very necessary. He believes that so many of the scans are detecting things that the human body would take care of anyway. And then people are going through such aggressive treatments And then they have to scan more and they find more things. He believes, and he has backup proof. And
well, he was a doctor.
He's a doctor, and he still is.
Was part of it all.
That if you go into anyone's body right now and scan it, there will be 9 abnormalities on average.
Whoa.
9.
That's an interesting
concept.
That
most people would have take action to take care of. But he says the body takes care of these things, or the body is living with it and doing fine. Stop messing with it. Now, he does say there's a time to mess with things. His wife had breast cancer and she went through. But he's talking even breast cancer. He talked about thyroid cancer, how it's exponentially rising like 50 times more than it was like even 10 years ago because of the scanning. Stress. And
you talk about your own
story. I got sent for a scan, you know, when I had hyperthyroid and they found a nodule on mine. And I started looking into it. Because they kept going back. They said, well, you were going to, biopsy that nodule. And then it was coming back inconclusive. And I looked up and I really did my study. And I said, well, what happens here with this inconclusive stuff? She said, well, we keep going back until we find the cancer. And I'm like,
I meant a biopsy every month.
And she said, in the end, most people just opt for surgery and get it out. And I thought to myself, this is not making sense. So I went
just
to look
for it.
Just
peace of mind surgery, right?
Yeah. And peace I went and. And she even did say to me, but a lot of people die with thyroid cancer and they're fine. I don't know. I just went back and I looked at it. I really studied deeply. And
you told me you were in the waiting room.
Yeah, I was in the waiting room for the surgeon. Okay, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
About to have surgery.
Because she said, you need to get this out because you're just going to have to keep going back for scan. That's what you have to do.
So, yeah.
But I looked and I really dug deep and I found out that most of the thyroid cancers that people are having taken out, they're not even considering cancer anymore because it is so common. It will not kill you. It's not an aggressive cancer.
So she looked at her husband and she's like, looked at Charlie Straitpen and she said, let's get out of here.
So I never went. I never went
in the waiting room. They just got up.
So since that time, I have done a lot of things about my thyroid health, but I wanted to keep, you know, I prayed a lot. I lost my fear and I've done a lot of things, health-wise to take care of my thyroid, but I've just come into better and better health. I don't have Graves' disease anymore. Then I read this book and he described exactly what happened to me.
Wow.
As a doctor. And he said, this has to stop.
Yeah.
And so many of these things. Now, you don't have to read this book. And because people say, oh, you got to detect things early and this saved my life. And I understand sometimes that does. I just think there's another side to us and there has to be a balance in today's modern healthcare practice, which I don't believe is healthcare. It's managing disease. We need to see another side of it, people. And I think this book is a good balance.
Yes. Pearl, I self-overcame ADD with no medication.
Right.
Yeah.
ADD is crippling if you don't develop tools for it. But man, I believe that in the same way. Who knows what I've had actually in my body that just I didn't get the test
and
for.
You would have been medicalized up, man. You would have been on a whole Ziploc full of meds.
I don't know if I've said this to this podcast, but I was diagnosed a couple years ago when I was having my stomach issues with PTSD.
Right.
This is from medical doctors and as having an anxiety disorder. Those are the two diagnoses that I got. And of course, I was prescribed medication to deal with those. And I mean, by a very caring man, I mean, he was very genuine. He looked me in the eyes and he goes, hey man, you know, people suffer from things and it happens. And he goes, you never know, this might really help you. Like, oh, and I was sitting there like, man, here's an older MD and he's grandpa age and the guy wants to help me. I mean, it can really take your life in a crazy direction, you know?
And I do want to counter with this. You know, we're sitting here and medical doctors listen to our podcast. We've got medical professionals. We've got nurses. We've got a lot of people on the front lines. I'm not saying I don't want people to get tests. I'm just saying I do believe in our current culture there is a... It's an extreme amount of testing going on, I think. It is a huge money-making thing. I think there's a balance. I think certain tests are necessary. I do think we can get swept away with things. And sometimes, Danny, like there is a time for maybe depression medication or anxiety. I think for certain times, I'm not saying that that's not important. Neither are you.
Oh,
but
sure.
Neither are you. But we are saying that In our current times, we have to be careful because
things
yeah.
are overprescribed.
Yeah, there's like always a third option.
Overprescribing, overscanning.
Oh, in the over dude, everything. And we're not considering the eternal third option that is always present. You know, it's not suffer alone with your problem or take hardcore pharmaceutical drugs that alter your brain chemistry. There is a third option. There are so many third options. Yeah. So that's, I kind of, I'm agreeing with you that, you know, not that it's, we have the time to list every third option today because we're going through your book list, right?
Yeah. And as self-appointed manager of Pearl's Book Club, I did want to say, because you were verifying that you were just being careful with what you're saying just then. We've got people listening to us that aren't believers at all. Yeah. And that's so fantastic. We just love everybody that is part of our potty group, our potty lounge family. Group of friends. But we also have people that are like-minded and faith with us too. Mm. So Pearl reads a bunch of books. Some of the authors of these are atheists.
Yeah.
And just so you know, she's not endorsing everything that's said in these books.
That's true.
And I wanted to clarify that too. If people buy the books and say, oh, Pearl, you believe everything you're saying. No, she doesn't believe everything that's said in these books.
Yeah, 70% of a lot. Because
she'll say a lot of things to me in the airplane over a few rows, and she'll be like, you know, later on when we're more close, she can whisper. She goes like, "Yeah, I don't believe in this," and the reason why I don't is because it's just not biblical, and that's my foundation, and blah da da.
So yeah, but I like to read. I won't just because someone thinks differently to me doesn't mean I won't read their book. Exactly. I think we can get a lot of things out of people that think differently. So that's Overdiagnosed by Dr. H. Gilbert Welch. Just so worth a read. I really would like more people to read that book. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And this is my current fave, okay?
Is this the one you're talking about Sunday?
It's called The Kaufman Protocol. Yes. She's actually got a new book coming out in a couple of months. I heard a podcast with her recently on the Superhuman podcast.
What's her name?
This was 2017, Sandra Kaufman. The Kaufman Protocol, Why We Age and How to Stop It. Now, the first half of the book, because she's at MD, is so scientific, but she's really funny at the same time. So that's why you can get through it. But she really goes deep and you got to wrap your head around it. But then the second half of the book is my fave. You know how we have super food spotlights on our party and everyone loves them? Well, the second half of the book is all her favorite supplements to healthfully age and to dramatically change the way you are aging. And they're all like her best friends. You know how Serena and I get so passionate about foods? Well, she's passionate about these things and she calls them nicknames and she tells you every single thing about them, their history, what they do, how they become to what they are.
Tell them about salmon, which has changed your life and freed you up.
This is so huge and I learned it from her. You know how we, you know, I was always like, oh, I love salmon. It's so healthy, but, you know, it's so expensive. And then I always avoiding the ones that say color added to salmon, like color added. I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy that. That's color added. That's red dye 40 probably, you know, it takes good salmon and makes it terrible.
It's always red dye 40.
Well, guess what? It's not.
It's not.
It's one of these supplements that is her bestie called Asacanthem. And I'm about to buy Asacanthem. How do you spell it?
It's hard to say it, isn't it?
I've got to find it. I've got to tell you the name of it.
Sounds like some King
James
stuff.
Well, because in the wild, yes, really good salmon becomes red only by the diet that they're fed, right? The salmon are fed and turns their flesh pink. It's an antioxidant. Well, they feed salmon, not dye. They feed it the supplement that she thinks everybody should be taking. I'm going to spell it for you, and some of you may know about it. Astaxanthin. It's amazing for skin, brain health, eye health. That's why I'm going to start taking it too.
All right.
Can reverse
that's
eye
gonna
aging.
Take your little glasses off your face.
Now, when it's added to salmon to give color, it only makes the salmon healthier. If you actually took that out, the salmon wouldn't be as healthy. It's an antioxidant in the summer salmon. So she's like, buy the cheaper one if you don't have much money. Buy it. So sprinkle it like a supplement into your things? No.
You can take the pill if you want, but she's saying take the salmon.
People that farm salmon. Give it into the diet of the
sheep. She's not saying wild caught isn't best. She's saying wild caught, but if you don't have the money for wild caught, which is obviously best, don't be so afraid of the stuff that says Cala added that's a bit cheaper, because at least you've got this antioxidant there that's going to make it super healthy for you.
And she didn't actually say that in the xanthan chapter in this book. She said it in a podcast and then I looked it up.
Yeah.
And there's big things on it because people like big blogs like, it's terrible. They put color in salmon. Don't do it. And then these other blogs came out later. It's like, no, it's actually fantastic.
Well, it's like people say, don't eat cheese, the orange cheese that's got color. Well, it's a natto, which is a natural.
Most of it is, some of them, they add the bad color, but most of them add a natto. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's for your mitochondria. It's for your energy. But anyway, so the second half of this book, I absolutely was just, I just loved every second of it because these really, really important, she only takes studies that are very incredible, like that are double blind. Right. She doesn't do any, oh, this person, it helped because, you know, they gave it to their grandpa and he got better. It's all studies and it's all backed up. These are her things. And I can't wait for her next book because I'm already taking something from her next book, Eclonia Carva.
Oh, you were telling me it was great for the brain, right?
Great for the brain, great for the thyroid, great for the
blood sugar too, right?
Great for your blood sugar. It acts... What it does is increases your brown fat in your body. You want more brown fat, less white fat.
Mm-hmm.
Because brown fat is a thing that it actually increases your metabolism. Mm-hmm. Makes you burn things faster. So the more brown fat you have, the more burn.
If you have a Eclonia Carva, it's going to...
Increase your brown fat. And so it decreases your body fat.
Is it expensive?
No.
Did you just take it from Emma?
I bought one off Emma. Yes,
Amazon,
I did.
For the new peeps in the room.
Yeah. So I've been taking that and it's an excellent for blood sugar.
Can't take it while pregnant.
But
maybe.
That wasn't in this book. That was in a new book coming out, but she gave us a sneak peek.
Oh, okay.
But these are her supplements from her last book.
Is this her top what
this list? Is her top ones. Okay, and then I'm gonna finish this party, sorry. Resveratrol and its lesser known cousin.
And she's not against the red wine of an evening.
She likes the red wine of an evening, okay. But not to overdo.
No.
But I love her because she's very not uptight.
Yes.
She's just living in this world and she's a rock climber and she's funny. I mean, she's got a little bit of a cussing mouth sometimes, but you know, I can look
over
that.
You come from Australia.
I just find her funny. And she brings these things, these supplements to life so that you sort of care about them. They become your best friends too. So, astaxanthin. How do you say it?
Astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, yeah.
Nicotinamide.
That sounds like nicotine,
AD,
girl.
NAD.
Okay.
NAD. Huge one. Are you taking that?
Yeah. I'm taking NAC.
Yeah, which is also
fantastic. You guys are taking all these obscure things.
Curcumin. That's not very obscure.
I'm having another baby, Dan. I'm taking a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Carnosine. Carnosine. That's a very interesting one. That's an antioxidant found in
my husband's taking
meat.
That one.
These are things from the planet, right?
Yes. Except that's the next one. Metformin. She's like David Sinclair from that other book. But instead of metformin, I'm not taking metformin. I'm taking berberine, but the form that is it's a new form.
Yeah.
That you don't have to take as much and it's more powerful. Yes. So it's an amazing blood sugar stabilizer.
It
Everyone should
be
on it.
High level stuff. I wonder if you gals could make a product
well,
for
see,
all these goodies.
Well, see, we
are
because everyone's going to ask me and ask, well, Pearl, where do you get all these? And I don't know the best source. So we went to our scientist guy the other day and I talked to him about some of these things. And I'm like, people, I believe in these things now. I'm taking them myself. And everyone asks us, you know, what supplement do you take? And I said, could you help us? And he's like, yes, let's make the best thing out
and
there.
And he's amazing and he knows his stuff.
But I don't know when that will be. And in the meantime, I want you guys to know.
Yes.
Okay. So there's carnosine, metformin, alpha lipoic acid, epigenin.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Sulforane, that's from broccoli sprouts type thing.
Yes,
but you can buy the supplement. Quercetin, that's another huge one.
Yeah.
Quercetin, especially with the old little C COVID thing going around, it's been a huge, amazing in vitro what it can do in studies, quercetin to the little C.
Well, there's so many things that can help the little C.
Yeah.
Little C.
That are downplayed.
And we know EGCG, we know the green tea extract's pretty amazing. Yes. Astragalus, as for your telmarines. Melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
I take that every night.
Now, that's not to take if you're pregnant or nursing the melatonin. That's after reproduction. Not,
but I take huge amounts, just like I take huge amounts of vitamin C. You're going to think I'm crazy, but that's just what I do personally.
She still doesn't have an eye twitch, people.
Nope. And pyridoxerine, and then she calls it the last chapter. And you know, she says, like, you can just be inspired. You don't have to get them all. And she actually says, don't get them all. If you want to encourage this in your body, maybe consider one
of these
three.
She doesn't say CoQ10.
No, that's interesting, eh?
Yeah. Usually people
maybe it'll be
that
in
a
new
list.
Book.
Yeah.
Do we have time for one more? Probably don't.
Yeah, at least the name, eh?
A little encore.
I mean, then I've got my hormone books. I didn't even get to those. Yeah. Maybe that would be another one.
Well, maybe part two.
Maybe it'll be a part two.
What are we up to? What's the minute?
We're up to 40 minutes. We need to be done.
Oh, we need to be done.
It's time to go. Hey, thanks for tuning in, peeps. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's like the arm twist of the church. Like if the pastor feels like you're not really agreeing. Hey, amen.
Yeah.
You hear me? Sorry. I'm out.
That was fun. Nothing mama on my way. And then I'll be true nothing mama to stay.